I had met this lovely woman from Vassar and somehow had managed to stay halfway sober when I went up and visited her a couple times at Vassar, so that she accepted an invitation to the Yale Junior Prom. Little did she know what she was in for. And so she came down to New Haven, and we put her in the Taft Hotel. I was getting ready by drinking a little gin to get ready for the evening with some of my friends. And so when we got to a dinner party over in Brantford, I was already getting ready to pass out, and we hadn't even had dinner yet. So I'm sitting at the dinner table, and you know when you're getting ready to pass out, and it's like the electricity goes off and comes back on, and you go, oh. And so I said to myself, oh, my God, you know, get some coffee. So I got a cup of coffee, and the electricity went off and on again real quick. I went, huh? And the cup had spun around on my finger and dropped all the coffee in my lap. I put the cup down. I was starting to go, ah, and I went on the floor. So my friends dragged me into the closet. And later they were saying, yeah, we knew you had passed out. And then we looked and you had wet your pants. So that was even worse. So they all went to the prom. Peggy Lee was singing. A happy evening. But us alcoholics, give it another hour and a half, up from the closet. Slap a little, dry myself off, and go out and hitchhike. And you know, back then, if any car coming along would pick you up. So it was not too long that I'm down in New Haven. I go in, all that fresh air and everything, I feel pretty good. And so I look, and there she's dancing with somebody. So I come up and I tap her on the shoulder and I go, may I cut in? And she looked kind of surprised. And I said, God, I had some food poisoning. I don't know what hit me. I think we can start over. And everything. And she was willing to go along. So I'm dancing around, dancing. And I look, and my curiosity is aroused by, there's a big opening in one of the walls, and there's another prom going on. And I said, what is that, the senior prom? I mean, what prom is going on over there? So each time I danced by, I kept looking. And finally, I said to her, I'll be right back. Just stay right here. I took off running to go see. And when I hit the mirror, I was going full speed. So I'm down and my nose is bleeding, and my friends come over and drag me over to the coat room, and they said, what the hell are you doing? I said, well, I was checking to see what that other thing was, and at the last minute there was a guy running out. I tried to but we hit. And they're all going, Jesus, Sandy, there's a mirror there. I look up and there's a buddy of mine from Dartmouth. And Marty, I didn't know you came down. Have you ever seen this gymnasium? Let me take you on a tour. So we get up and we're in the sword fighting room. We're in this and I'm showing him all the stuff. It goes way up, about 15 floors. And we get to a place where the practice crew, it's a single skull, and you get in with an oar And then they turn the water on, and it rushes by to give you resistance. So I got into the crew. I said, Marty, turn the valve on over there. Second the valve went on, I went in the water. The water sobered me up, and I went, oh, my God, Mary Alice Bush, I got to go back and find her. So we got towels to dry me off the best we could. And I came dripping across the dance floor, tapped her on the shoulder. She turned around and went, never. So.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest story I've ever heard. I needed that.